All right, we're beginning here on Pei Aleph Umed Aleph, three lines from the top. Hello, Omar Rova. So we ended off yesterday, the Gemara was challenging Rav Ashi's premise that Ein Bila, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara brought a number of braitot and our Mishnah that seemingly indicate that Rabbi Eliezer really believes that there is Bila. Otherwise, it's hard to explain his position. In each of the cases, the Gemara came up with a dochak explanation for the braita for the Mishnah, in order to avoid saying that Rabbi Eliezer believes that there is Bila. And in that way, Rav Ashi can keep his position that Rabbi Eliezer's view is Ein Bila, and it won't be in contradiction with all these Tanaic works. Rava, in the end, comes and brings a more global solution to the problem by avoiding the problem altogether, and that is Elam HaRava Bibalul Lo Plige. The Braito that we quoted, and our Mishnah is not talking about a case of Balul. Ki Plige Bekosot. All of those brightened, and our Mishnah is speaking about a case of kosot, in that it's not a case where the dam ha'ula got mixed up with the dam ha'chatat, but rather it's a case where you have a kos of ula that got mixed up with the kos of chatat, and then you don't know what to do with it. In those cases, there's no issue of bila. The only thing that they could be arguing about is the issue of ro'in. Do we look at the dam that you're putting on as if it is mayim, when you put it on incorrectly, or do we not say that, and that's the difference between them. Rabbi Eliezer, itle ro'in. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we can look at the excess dam, or the unnecessary dam that you're putting in the wrong place, like Mayim, and therefore it's not problematic. Whereas the Rabbanan, Leilahu Ro'in, they don't have his din of Ro'in, and therefore they say Yishafech Dama, that you have to throw it into the sewer line, because there's no way to deal with the dam that you have here. You have two kosot, one of an Ola, one of a Chatat. There's no way you can put that on above the Chut HaSikra, because there's a risk that you're putting the Ola over there, which you shouldn't be doing. And then you'll be in violation, whether it's Baal Tosif, Baal Tigra, or other problems of putting Damim in the wrong place. The Chachamim say, Yishafech Dama. Rabbi Eliezer says, no problem, you put the Ula and the Chatat up there, because we'll look at the Chatat as if that's where it belongs, no problem. Well, the Chatat will be where it belongs, no problem. The Ula, we'll look at it as if it's Mayim up there. And same vice versa, when you put it below the Chuta Sikra, we'll say the Ula is in the right place, and the Chatat is just Mayim that's being placed there. What Rava does is takes away all the necessity here to have these dochak answers and explain Rabbi Eliezer's view in each of the braitot and in the Mishnah as not being a problem of bila in these difficult matters, and saying that bila is not even an issue in these braitot and mishnayot at all. They're only speaking about kosot, which is not an issue of bila. So in Ochanami, Rabbi Eliezer does say that ein bila. Why does the Chachamim do say bila? That's just not the topic of these braitot. It's not the topic of our Mishnah. And in that way, Rav Ashi doesn't have to come and explain how it works according to Rabbi Eliezer, because all these Mishnayot are dealing with cases of kosot and not cases of blila. So Gemara says, Ubevalolo plige. Is it really true that our Mishnah or these braitot are not really dealing with the issue of blila? Vatanya. Don't we have a braita? The braita has the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which we saw earlier. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. A dam chatat that gets mixed up with dam ola, she krav, that it is placed on the mizbeach. It means that even the chachamim agree in that case that it is placed on the mizbeach. Biroveya v'nirba, shelo yikrav. And even Rabbi Eliezer will agree if it's dam that comes from roveya or nirba, epsol she'enu b'kodesh, that it does not go on the mizbeach. Ama nechluku. What do they argue about? Al dam tmima shnitarei b'dam balat mum. You have dam of a kosher behema, kosher korban, that got mixed up with dam from a balat mum that shouldn't go on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Eliezer omer yikrav. Rabbi Eliezer says you do put on mizbeach. Ben bebalul, ben bekosot. That's irrespective of whether the dam is actually mixed together and it's now one unit of dam, or ben bekosot, whether it's kosot that got mixed together so that it is multiple units of dam, meaning that they're in different kosot, but we just don't know which kos belongs to which. And the chachamim say, it may not fit on the mizbeach. So here, it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tana of our Mishnah. The Tana of our Mishnah says that the chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer argue across the board. There are actually 2 points here where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with our Mishnah. The first of which is that the chachamim agree, by chatat and ola, that tarovet is put on the mizbeach. Our Tana clearly says that's not the case, and he says that the Chachamim argue even in that instance, as well as the case by Bali Mumim. Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, thinks that Bali Mumim and Tmimim, then you would put that dam on the Mizbeach, as opposed to Hatana, which only speaks about Rabbi Huda in the case of Chatat and Ola being mixed together. He does not say it necessarily with regards to Bale Mumim and Tmimim. So in both of those areas, Rabbi Huda argues on the Tana of our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Huda, the Chachamim do subscribe to Ro'im in certain instances when you have two kosher korbanot. And we saw before within the sheet of Rabbi Huda what was the difference between the Chachamim's position when we invoke Ro'im by kosher korbanot versus the case of Bal Mum where we don't, because the difference between Ma'us and not Ma'us. And similarly, we had the same understanding for Rabbi Eliezer, differentiation between Roveya and Nirba, which are Ma'us, versus Bal Mum, which is not Ma'us here, because we're talking about a case where it's a Mum that is not posel by a bird, which means that it's not Mechusar Eber, it's a smaller, less prominent type of Mum. Or the way Rapapa described it is that Mum Bam taught us that only when the Mumim are alone are they problematic to put on Mizbeach, when they're mixed together with other items, they're not problematic to put on Mizbeach. That's how we explain the Shitot of Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim in this Braita of Rabbi Yehuda. What the Gemara points out is that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that their machloket is both Bibelila and Bikosot. And the Shita Mekubetzit knows over here that we know that there's a machloket between our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda, but nevertheless, Mikom Akom, Leinyan Demari Ben Bibelul, Ein Svara Dematnit and Paligalav. There's no reason to believe that our Mishnah argues on that point, and that our Mishnah never makes any reference to the contrary. And Rabbi Huda is explicit that the machlok between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is both about Bila, as well as about Kosot. So that means that Rabbi Eliezer clearly believes that Bila works, because in certain of these instances, Rabbi Eliezer says that you can't put it on top, you can't put it down below, and there's none of the requirements that we saw before. It's clear that Rabbi Eliezer believes in these cases that Bila is working, and that means that Rabbi Eliezer does subscribe to Bila. And as the Shita Mekubetzit points out, there's no reason to believe that our Mishnah disagrees with that. There's nothing here that indicates our Mishnah is at odds with that. Yes, our Mishnah and this Tana argue about where the argument of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is. Chloket is only about where you say or where you apply Ruin or don't apply Ruin, but there's no indication that they argue about the issue of Chloket applies both to the case of Balul and to the case of Kosot. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Huda, Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Huda, in his explanation of Rabbi Eliezer, Matni ben Balul ben Bikosot. He explains it that both by Balul and Bikosot. Verabonon, on the other hand, the Rabbonon, meaning those that argue in Rabbi Huda, the Tana of our Mishnah, Bikosot plige, what you're saying, that the Mishnah, just because it doesn't mention it, therefore isn't arguing on this point, maybe they're also arguing on this point, and that our Mishnah argues on an additional item. Not only is the Mishnah arguing about where the Machloket, the Rabbi Lez and the Chachamim is, it's also arguing about in which context that's true. Is it only true by Kosot? Or is it also true by Balul? And our Mishnah was indicating that it's only by Kosot, because in the case of Bila, Rabbi Eliezer would agree to the position of the Chachamim that you can't do anything here because of the fact of Ein Bila. And if there's Ein Bila, you can't put the Matnot Dama Malo, because you're not guaranteed that you're going to actually get what is the Malo, because Ein Bila. And so therefore it's not mentioned in our Mishnah, because there Rabbi Eliezer does not disagree with the position of the Chachamim. In that way it can be reconciled with Rabbi Ashi by saying that the Mishnah is not speaking about a case of Bila, and therefore you have no proof as to Rabbi Eliezer's position with regards to Bila from our Mishnah. And in Ochanami there is a machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim with regards to Bila, but that machloket would actually result in the fact that they would agree that in the case of a Chatat and Olav that got mixed up and was Balul, that you can't put it on the Mizbeach. The Chachamim, even though there's Bila, you can't put it on because they don't say Ro'in. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, even though he says Ro'in, you can't put it on because Ein Bila. Now, the Shita Mekubetzit then says, V'im Tomar, Mimokom Ikshe the Rav Ashi. That still be a question of Rav Ashi, the Amar the Rabbi Eliezer, the Ein Bila. He says Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold the Bila. Ule Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar Mayri Rabbi Eliezer B'Balul, Im Ken Yesh Bila. Okay, so you solve the problem of our Mishnah. But at least according to Rabbi Huda in the Braita, it's clear that Rabbi Eliezer does subscribe to Bila. Yesh Lomar, Mitir Rabbi Huda Lo Kasho. He says from Rabbi Huda it's not a question. The Matzi the Meimar, because you can answer, like we noted before, that you're speaking about a case where it's the rule was El Yonim, and then he put enough on top that included both the Tachtonim and some of the Elyonim, you can get out of the problem the way we got out of the problem before. Aval, Birabonon, the Poligale, the Rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the authors of our Mishnah, who argue on Rabbi Yehuda's stance over here, there you can't give that answer. So if you were to say our Mishnah is also speaking about a case of Balul, then by definition, Rabbi Eliezer would have to believe that there is Bilah and subscribe to the concept of Bilah. Whereas for Rabbi Yehuda, we can explain Rabbi Eliezer's opinion here, even though it sounds like he believes in Bilah, we can explain it like we explained the Braytot before. And that way the Shita Mekubetz, it explains why, at first, the Gemara thinks that once we have the Braytot of Rabbi Yehuda, which gives us evidence as to what's going on in our Mishnah, if our Mishnah is speaking about a case of Bilah, it's all over, and it's clear that Rabbi Eliezer subscribes to Bilah. On the other hand, once we bifurcate and say our Mishnah is talking about a case of Kosot, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about Kosot and Bilah. So for Rabbi Yehuda, you should prove that Rabbi Eliezer believes in Bilah. No, we can answer. In the Braita of Rabbi Yehuda, it's a case where you have row of the Elyonim, and then you put on top enough to cover all the Tachtonim plus a little more, and that way you're Yotzei the Elyonim, and you don't have to worry about the issue of Bilah. You can at least answer the problem of Bilah for Rav Ashi. But that solution is not viable in the Mishnah, as the Gemara already pointed out at the top of the Amud Yer, which we finished off with yesterday, because of the discussion between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer with regards to Baal Tosif. Because if you were to explain the Mishnah as being an issue of Bilah, and Rabbi Eliezer believes Ein Bilah, then how can you ever have a case where the Matnal Dam of the Bechor ends up with the case of Baal Tosif? And for that reason, the Gemara dropped that line of reasoning and went on to what Rava's explanation was. So therefore, the Gemara at first thought that Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah were speaking about the same cases. Now, by the case of Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's speaking about Balul, you can answer on behalf of Rav Ashi the way we answer for the other Braytot. But that's not a viable solution by the Mishnah. If that's the case, and the Mishnah is speaking about a case of Balul, then Rabbi Eliezer would have to believe that there is Bilah in order to fit into the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, you know what? The Braita of Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about Balul and Kosot, but our Mishnah is only speaking about Kosot. And in that way, we'll answer the Braita of Rabbi Yehuda like we've done all the other Braitot. Say it's speaking about Rov Elyonim, where you put Tachtonim plus on there to avoid the issue of it being a Bilah problem. Whereas for the Mishnah, it's only speaking about Kosot, and therefore Bilah is not relevant at all. It's about Kosot, where there's a Machlok about Roim and Ein Roim. But had it been a case of Bilah, the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer would agree for different reasons that it wouldn't work. And that's why it's absent in our Mishnah. It's only speaking about Kosot, not about Bilah. And that's why it's not a question on Rav Ashi anymore. And we could say that Rabbi Eliezer believes Ein Bilah and still fit into our Mishnah and all the Braito that we said before, including and the Braito of Rabbi Yehuda.
So I'm Rabbi. Lo shanu ela tchilat chatat. The machloket here between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is only relevant when we're speaking about dam that's being put on the Mizbeach at the beginning of a chatat and the beginning of an olah. That means that for a chatat you have to do arba, al the arba karnot on Mizbeach, above the chodesh sikra, and for the olah means you need to do shtaim shein arba on the lower half of the Mizbeach. In that case, that differential between them is what causes the problem for the Chachamim and what allows, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you to do this because of ro'in. Aval sof chatat, if you already did the matnot dam on the arba karnot hamizbeach, and now you just have the shiraim that are left over, ve'ola, and ola, which is put on shtaim shenaba, below the chut sikra, divrei hakol, makom ola, makom shiraim. The same place you put the ola is the same place that you put the shiraim. This is the assumption we've made all along when we discussed the braytot yesterday in the answers that we gave on behalf of Rav Ashi that seemed to be an underlying assumption, which is that the same place you put the Ola, which is Shtaim Shein Arba, on the lower half of the Mizbech, if you put the Sheirei Adam there, that would also qualify or discharge your obligation with regards to the Shiraim. And therefore, Abaye says, in that instance, if you had a Chatat that already had the primary Matnot Damim put on the Karnot Mizbech, and now you have the Shiraim left over, and you're beginning to put an Ola on, and those Damim got mixed together, go ahead and do Shtaim Shein Arba, because in both cases, that's where it belongs. For the Ola, it belongs down below. And so too, for the Shiraim of the Chatat, it belongs down below. The Baal Tosafot do clarify over here that it seems to be that it's not as easy as the Gemara makes it out to be, because by Shtaim Shein Arba, you put the Damim on first the northeastern corner, and then afterwards you put it on the southwestern corner. Now, as far as the Shari Adam of the Chatat, it belongs on the southwestern corner. So if you first go put the dam on the northeastern corner, then in that instance, you're actually going to put the dam in a place where it doesn't work for the Sheria Chatat. The Bayit Tosafot give two answers to that question. One answer to the question is, we're speaking about after the first Matan Dam of the Olah was already done. The Olah already had the first of the Shtayim Shenarva put on the northeastern corner, and now it just has the southwestern corner left to do. And now it gets mixed up with the Sheria Dam of a Chatat. Since over there, the southwestern corner is the location for both of them, that's where you put it, and that's how you can discharge your obligation. So that's one way he deals with it. The other way he deals with it, which to me seems to be the simpler way to explain it here in the Gemara, is that, yes, the primary location for the Sharia Dam is on the southwestern corner. But, b'diavad, as long as it gets onto the Yisoda Mizbeach, that is sufficient. So therefore, even if you put the Matan Dam on the northeastern corner, it's still going to land on the Yisoda Mizbeach over there, or be above the Yisoda Mizbeach. If that's the case, you can discharge your obligation with regards to the Sharia Dam, even though it's not in the southwestern corner. In one of those two ways, the Bayit Tosafot address the problem of the southwestern corner being the primary location for the Sharia Dam, and the first location for the Matnat Dam of the Olah is on the northeastern corner. So Amalei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says to Talmud Abaye, Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda, Shiraim Tzrichim Itztaba. We already saw this earlier in the Masechta, that Rav Yehuda believes that the Shiraim, they need to land on the top of the Yisod. That means that the Yisod is really constructed of a right angle. There's the vertical part, and then there's a flat horizontal part of it. So the vertical part goes up in Amah, and then the horizontal part goes in, or comes in Amah. So now, the Itztaba means the top of the Yisod. It's not enough that it goes on the wall of Mizbeach, where there is a Yisod and drips down to the Yisod, or that you put it on the face of the Yisod. It must be placed onto the Itztaba, flat horizontal part of the Yisod. And that likely comes from the fact that it says that El Yisod Mizbach Olah, you have to put it on the Yisod, or in the Yisod of the Mizbach Olah, or from the fact that it says Yishpoch, then you're pouring it. When you pour something from top to bottom, it's going to land on the thing that is flat or horizontal. It's not going to land on something that is upright. So one of those two reasons, and possible other drashot that we've seen before, there's a requirement that the Sharia Dam end up on the Itztaba. And that's going to run you into a problem now, because now you have a differential between the placement of the Olah, which is on the walls of the Mizbeach, below Chut HaSikra, versus the Sharia Dam, which is on the Yisod of the Mizbeach. If that's the case, then this machloki between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer would persist, even if it's a case where you already did the Matnot Dam of the Chatat, and you got a mixture of the Sharia Dam of the Chatat and the Tchilat Olah. Even in that case, you have the same problem, because the Matnot Dam don't go in the same place. V'chein Amar Reish Lakish, Oshanu el tchilat chatat ve'olah, aval sof chatat ve'olah, divrei hakol, makom olah, makom shiraim. So Reish Lakish takes the same position as Abaye, that the machlok between Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim is only when you're dealing with the primary matnot dam of a chatat that got mixed up with the primary matnot dam of an olah. The other end of it, shiraya dam of the chatat, together with the primary dam of the olah, in that instance, it would not be a problem. I'm Rav Yochanan, and similar to Rav Yosef, Rav Yochanan disagrees, v'itayma Rav Elazar, or it's his Talmud Rav Elazar, adayin hi machloket. The machloket persists, even with regards to the Yisod. And obviously Rav Yochanan believes, like Rav Yosef's questioning before, that the Sharia Dam require Itztaba, which is not the same place as where you're going to put Matnot Dam of the Olah. Meitiv Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Kodesh Heim. It says with regards to the Bechor, Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesef, or Bechor Eiz Lo Tivdeh, Kodesh Heim. What is the Kodesh Haim that's mentioned in there? What does that come to teach you? Even though it gets mixed up with other damim that are Kodesh, Yikruvu, they will be placed on the Mizbeach. So Kodesh Haim is behaviatam tehei, that they retain their level of Kiddusha. Kiddusha remains on them, and demands that we treat them like normal matnot dam, and you continue to put them on the Mizbeach like a regular Bechor. That means that even when they get mixed up with other Kodoshim, they are still placed on the Mizbeach. My love, what got mixed up over here? Sof, Olah, or Bechor? It must be that the case, or the situation, is a case where it's Sharei Adam of the Olah, just like the Sharei Adam of the Chatat have to go on the Yisod, so too the Sharei Adam of the Olah go on the Yisod. Bechor requires one matan dam on the Mizbeach. And what we're saying is, Shma Minah, Makom Ola, Makom Shiraim, that the same place you put the Ola is the same place you put the Shiraim. Over here it happens to be Shayari Yadam of the Ola, and the primary Matan Dam of the Bechor. What we're saying is that something that's put below Bechot Chut HaSikra suffices in terms of the Shiraim Yadam that needs to be put on the Yisod HaMizbeach, because it says Kodeshim, that even though they got mixed with something else, you put them on the Mizbeach, and everything is fine. Where it says Lo, Tchilat Ola Ubechor. The case where the primary dam of the Ola, meaning things that have not had matnot dam for the Ola at all, you still have to do Shtayim Shein Arba, they got mixed up with the Bechor. Umay Kamash Malon. What's it telling us? The Ein Olim Mevatlim Zeh. It's teaching us that the two korbanot don't wipe each other out. I mean, Shtei korbanot that need to go on the Mizbeach, neither of them wipes the other one out. They both are still distinct in this mixture. And therefore you can place the Ola and the Bechor on the Mizbeach, and you'll discharge the obligation with regards to both of them. If that's the Kamash Malon that you're teaching me, hi, Milakach Hadam Midam Apar Midam Asir Nafka. You know that already from the Pasuk by Yom HaKippurim in Parshat Achrei Mot, by the Seir Anaseh Bifnim, and the Par of Yom Kippurim Anaseh Bifnim, you do the Matnot Dam of the Seir and Par separately, both on the Ben Abadim, then on the Parochet, and then the Pasuk says, you take from both the Dam Asir and the Dam Apar, and you do the Matnot Dam on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So there, the Gemara has a Machloket in Yoma, as to whether the requirement there is that you mix the Dam Apar with the Dam Asir, and then do the Matnot Dam on the Arba Kornot of the Mizbeach HaZahav, or that means that you still do them separately. So according to the one who says that you do them together, you mix them together, then you have the Dam Apar and the Dam Asir, and then you do Matnot Dam on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So that statement that Lakach Midam Apar Midam HaSeir, it's clear that volumetrically the Dam Apar far exceeds the Dam HaSeir. And that means that you have a mixture here where 80-90% of it is Dam Apar and a very small amount is Dam HaSeir. So you would have thought that the Dam Apar would wipe out the Dam HaSeir. But the fact that the Pasuk says Lakach Midam Apar Umidam HaSeir, and you put them together, and it still calls it Dam Apar and Dam HaSeir that being placed in the Mizbeach HaZahav, that shows you that despite the majority or the overwhelming volume being that of the Dam Apar in the mixture, nevertheless, the Dam HaSeir maintains its integrity, and Olim, those things that go in the Mizbeach, do not wipe each other out. So here you have our Gemara suggesting that the Chiddush of Kodesh Heim is the fact that the Bechor and the Olah that get mixed together, that they don't wipe each other out, that neither one of them annuls the other, and each one of them can then be placed on the Mizbeach, depending on what your Shita is, whether it's because of Bila, or whether it's because of Ro'im, whatever reason you can get it onto the Mizbeach, it will be successful for both of them to be placed on the Mizbeach, and not just one of them. But then the Chiddush is that Olim are not Mevatel each other, we already know that from another Limud in the Pasuk, from Lekach Midam Apar Midam Asir, where it says, Tanehi, it's actually a machloket tanaim as to what the source is for the fact that ein olim vavatlim zed zeh. Ika denafkalei mehalcha. Some people learn it out from kodeshim. Ika denafkalei mehalcha. And some people learn it out from lekach adam apar umidam aseir. Meitiv Rava challenges this from the pasuk by the Ola in the beginning of Vayikra, where it says, v'shachatet ben abakar lifnei Hashem, v'ikrivu bnei Aaron hakohenim et adam, v'zareku et adam, as Rashi points out over here, the word dam is extraneous. There are two times the word dam is mentioned in the Pasuk, and it's completely extraneous. Because it says, v'shachatet ben abakar lifnei Hashem, v'ikrivu bnei Aaron hakohenim, and v'zarku ala mizbech saviv. If you did not have the word dam mentioned in the remainder of the Pasuk, Rashi says you would have known it's the dam. What else would you do with a behemah that is shachut, that was already shechted, and now you're bringing it to the mizbeach, to zarku, to sprinkle it, or to throw it on the Mizbeach? The only thing you could be speaking about is dam. So it was unnecessary to tell us that that's the object of all that's taking place here. V'ikrivu bnei Aaron hakohenim et adam, v'zarku et adam. You don't need to tell me that both of those words at dam are extraneous. So now we have a limud from Torat Kohanim. In our Gemara, it's somewhat cryptic or missing part of the drasha, and Rashi clears that up for us down below, where he says, "Achagazir minay nata umer." How do you know nitarev damola bedamola? If damola got mixed with other damola, or damola bedam tmura, or damala got mixed up with a tmurat ola, something that you tried to exchange with an ola that takes on the kedusha of an ola, can be put in the mizbech. Damala b'dam chulin, or damola that gets mixed up with dam chulim, she yikrivu. How do you know that they should be placed on the mizbech? Tamadomar, the pasuk says dam. It says dam twice. That they maintain the kedusha or the uniqueness of the dam ha'ola, and that demands that we treat them like a regular dam ha'ola and put them on the mizbech, despite the fact that there are other items that are mixed in with them. Shiachol, because I would have thought ainli ela, it's only true by an ola shenitarev ba'ola or an ola shenitarev bit murata she'af mechayim tikrav. Because even if they were still alive, you would put them on the mizbeach. This goes back to the Mishnah earlier on in the Perek, where if you get a mix-up of korbanot together, for instance, you get two olot, they get mixed together, everybody agrees that you bring the two olot, and you do them l'shem shemishu. You do them for whoever the balim are. They're both olot, you process them as olot, and the Kohen just says, whichever balim it's relevant to, it should be relevant to. The Bali Tosafot over there even said, he doesn't even have to say that. It'll be stam. According to the Tanai of Beit Din that we saw in the first parak, and all he has to do is just process them both as olot, and automatically they'll be assigned to the balim. So even if they got mixed up when they were alive, you have a solution to the problem. Then certainly when their dam gets mixed together, there's no reason not to put on the mizbech shtayim shehein arba. Similarly, an olah and tmurah that got mixed up, both of those are olot, they're both going to end up in the mizbech. Olah and chulin. We said in our Mishnah, you sell the chulin to someone who needs an olah. And then they both become olot. And since they're both olot, you can put them on the mizbeach. That is true here, Mechayim, even though you could have waited until they get a mum and then redeemed them and dealt with the issue, nevertheless, we still say, bring each olah for whichever person it needs to be brought for, or we assign the chulin to someone else to bring as an olah. So we allow for that solution, even though there's an alternate solution. So here by the dam, where there is no alternate solution, certainly we're going to allow the damim, when they're mixed together, to be placed on the mizbeach. So in all of those instances, I understand why you would have told me that if the dam got mixed together, you put it on the mizbeach. First of all, they're all olot, in a sense, or the chulin has the potential to be an olah. And number two is, if they were alive and not damim, we would have put them both on the mizbeach. That's why over here in this instance, I would have said that if the dam gets mixed together, we put it on the mizbeach. Minayin the rabot, todah ushlamim. How do I know to include todah and shlamim, which also have the same matnot dam, shtayim shein arba, but are not exactly like an olah? How do I know that? Mirabe ani todah ushlamim, shbaim ben neder min dava kamotam. But might have included todah and shlamim because they have a commonality with an olah, which is that they all can be brought as voluntary offerings. Minayin the rabot at asham. How do I know that an asham is also included over here? Because an asham is a guilt offering, something that cannot be brought on a voluntary basis, but also has the din of shtayim shein arba, and is kodesh kodeshim, like an olah. Merabe ani et asham, sheta'un matan dalet kemoto. I include the asham because it has a similar matnot dam of shtayim shein arba. Bechor u'maser pesach minayin. How do I know if the dam of a bechor u'maser pesach got mixed up in there? That also you'd put on the mizbeach. They have a matan danam echad, as opposed to the olah, which is shtayim shein arba. Tamlomar, dam. Duplication of the word dam, or the excess word dam, to tell you that whatever gets mixed up with the olah, it's still, each of them maintain their integrity there, and you're going to still put the matnot dam on the mizbeach. That's either because hadam, it remains dam no matter what it gets mixed up with, and it has both the properties of the olah as well as whatever else goes along with it, and therefore you would put the matnot dam on, or because of the fact that the pasuk tells you, it's saying no matter what dam you have over here, that dam is fine to put on the mizbeach. Vikrivu, vizarku, that dam onto the mizbeach. And the two words hadam teach you, the first dam, that things that are similar to the olah are governed by this din. And the second dam comes to teach you even things that are not similar to the olah are governed by this din. And the Braita and Torat Kohanim, as we have here, explain to us what is similar. Similar is the another olah, tmura, chulin, shlamim, and a todah, or an asham. All of them have commonalities with the olah that make it that they are subsumed under that one limud of dam to teach us that they have the same din, which is if an olah gets mixed up with them, you still put them on the mizbeach. The second dam comes to teach us, even by bechor maaser,
we would say the same thing, even though there's no commonality between Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach and Olah. They have different matnot dam. Olah is Kodesh Kodoshim. Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach are Kodeshim Kalim. The Olah is brought as a voluntary offering. Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach are not brought as voluntary offerings. There's no commonality between them. That's what the second dam comes to teach you. When they get mixed up, still the dam ha'olah maintains its kedusha and still demands of us to put it onto the mizbeach.
So here we have a source for the fact that when you have mixes of these different korbanot, that you do put them on the mizbeach. So the one that is of interest to us is the last case in the Braita from Torat Kohanim, which is the case where the Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach got mixed up with the olah. My love, isn't the instance there where you have sof olah, Sheri Adam of the Olah got mixed up with the Bechor, and Shmamina. And the Chiddush over here would be Makom Olah, Makom Shirayim. The placement of where you put the Dam Olah is similar to where you put the Sheri Adam. And again, that would be supportive of Abaye and Reish Lakish's contention that the placement of the Dam of the Shirayim is the same place where you put the primary Damim below the Chuta Sikra. Where it says, lo, Tchilat Olah u'Bechor. We're speaking about the primary Matnot Dam of the Olah and the primary Dam of the Bechor. So then, what is the Braita teaching us? Once again, the different korbanot don't wipe each other out, or the dam from one korban does not wipe out the other korban, and you can do the matnot dam and still discharge your obligation vis-a-vis both of them. So the Gemara says, why do you need that? You could have learned that out from, again, that pasuk in Achrimot that teaches you that the dam asir and the dam apar do not wipe each other out. It says, Tanai, once again, it's a machloket Tanaim. Iga de nafle mehocha. Some learn out this din of Ein Olim Vatlim Zedzeh from the case of Midama Par Midama Seir. Iga de nafle mehocha. And some learn it out from the pasuk that is found by the Olah that says Hadam Hadam twice to teach you that Ein Olim Vatlim Zedzeh. So now the Gemara asks, Vehane Tanai, now you have three different Tanaic sources for the fact that ein olim mevatlim zeh. So now you have it milakach damapar umidama seir. You have it from kodesh heim by bechor, and you have it by hadam adam by the case of an olah. So why do I need three different sources for this? Or what is the deficiency in the source that forced Tanaim to go to a different source? So where it says the Tana that says you learn it out milakach damapar umidama seir lo yalfe. The other two Tanaim don't learn from there. Kasavre, Ein Marvim, the Karnot, do not mix the dam for the Karnot on Mizbeach. I said before, this is Machloken, the Gemara in Yoma, as to what does it mean when Lakach Midam Apar Midam Asir. Does that mean you mix them together, and then in a single entity, you put them on the Karnot on Mizbeach HaZahav? In that case, you would have a proof that Ein Olim Mevatlim Zetzeh. On the other hand, there's another opinion that says, Lakach Midam Apar Midam Asir means Midam Apar, and then separately from Midam Asir. And each one of them requires the matnot dam around the kornot hamizbeach. And if you remember, that's what gave us the differential in counts of how many matnot dam you have on Yom HaKippurim. One of the unit differentials had to do with whether dam apar and dam asir were put on together or put on separately, because that gives you additional four matnot dam if they're put on separately. But they believe that the dam apar and dam asir are not mixed together. So since that's the case, you can't learn anything from Dam Apar and Dam Asir with regards to Matnot Dam, because they never are mixed together on Yom HaKippurim, with regards at least to the Matnot Dam on the Arbor Karnot HaMizbeach. So that's why they didn't learn like that, Tana. Midam Dam Lo Yalif, the other two Tanaim, the one who is the author of Bechor by Kodesh Heim, and the author of Midam Apar Dam Asir, they don't agree with the Limud from Olah, because Dam Dam Lo Mashmalo. They don't think that the word dam over there is really so extraneous, or is really a limud that you can't base anything off of. Ella mikodesh heim, my time alo yalfe. Why don't the other two tanaim agree that the word kodesh heim by the bechor is sufficient source for the fact that ein olim mifatlim zeh? Kasavre, because they learn kodesh heim, heim krevim, vein tmuratam kreva. They learn from kodesh heim a different limud, and it's not available to teach him ein olim mifatlim zeh. Because they use Kodesh Heim to teach us that a Bechor goes on the Mizbeach, but the Tmurat HaBechor does not go on the Mizbeach. Ve'idach, and the one who learns from Kodesh Heim, where does he know the fact that Tmurat doesn't go on the Mizbeach? Nafkale, he learns it out. It says at the end of Parshat Bechukotai, Ach Bechor Hashem Yivukar La'Hashem Bebehema Lo Yakdish Ish Oto. imshorim se lashem hu. They learn from the word hu, hu karev veint murata kreva. So if it comes from a shor or a se to a shem, hu, that will go on the mizbeach. But when it comes to the tmura, that will not end up on the mizbeach. That's the reason why each one of these tanaim went to a different source for enolim vatlim et zetzeh, because they didn't feel the other two were either sufficient, or they have a different limud from the psukim that are brought there. And for that reason, they had their own source for enolim vatlim et zetzeh. Tashma, natan lamala velo nimlach. They put it on the top of the mizbeach, above the chutasikra, without asking us, without querying as to what to do in this situation. You have dama ola, dama chatat that got mixed together, and then the kohen went ahead and put it above the chut ha-sikra. Over there we said, elu ve'elu mudim, both the chachamim and Rabbi Yezer agree, she'achzor v'yitain lamato. That afterwards then you put the remaining dam lamato. Elu ve'elu olim lo. And you succeed in that way in discharging the obligation with regards to the chatat and the ola. My love, what's the situation here? The ariv chatat ve'ola. That a chatat and ola got mixed together. Ke'ivan the ariv lamalo. Once you put the dam above, havaluhu shirayim, the remaining blood now is shere dam achatat v'ketani, and we say there elu velo mudim sheachzor v'itein lamato. Then you go put shtaim shen arba b'la, which is the matnot dam of the ola, and in that way you discharge your obligation with regard to the ola, and it's not a problem for the shere dam of the chatat because the shere dam achatat goes in that same location. Ushma mina makom ola makom shirayim. That's exactly what we discussed in the Braita that we're quoting here in yesterday's daf, that the Shari Adam of the Chatat goes in the same location as where you put the Ola. Ki Ata Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar, Amrei B'Marovo. In Eretz Yisrael, they explained the Braita in the following manner. Hacha Ma'eskinan, Gon Di Yarev Chatat HaChitzuna B'Shirayim. It's not a case where it's a Chatat that got mixed up with an Ola. Rather, it's a case where it's a Chatat HaChitzuna that got mixed up with the Sharia dam of a Chatat HaPnimit. So a Chatat HaPnimit, we already did the primary matnot dam in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, or in the Echal, whichever of the two it is, by the Chatat HaPnimia. The remaining dam, the Sharia dam, goes on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And then you also have a Chatat that is going on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, but those are the primary matnot dam of the Chatat HaChitzonah. So the Chatat HaChitzonah goes on the upper half of the Mizbeach. The Sharia dam of the Chatat HaPnimit goes on the lower half of the Mizbeach, on the Yisod of the Mizbeach Chitzon. And that's what's being discussed over here. It's a mixture of damim from a Chatat HaChitzonah that has yet to be put on the Mizbeach, and dam from a Chatat HaPnimit that already had its Manot Dam done, and now it's Sharia Dam. In that case, the explanation of the Bright is, if he already put the dam above and discharged the obligation with regards to the Chatat HaChitzonah, then now you have Sharia Dam of a Chatat HaChitzonah, Sharia Dam of the Chatat HaPnimit, and now both of them go to the Yisod Mizbeach HaOlah. Now, according to Rashi, this would only be according to the Shita of either Rabbi Shmuel, who thinks that they both go on the Yisod HaMaravi, or like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who thinks that they both go on the Yisod HaDrumi. According to the author of our Mishnah in Ezu Mekoman, they're actually two different locations. The Shari Adam of the Chatat HaPnimit goes on the western side, and the Shari Adam of the Chatat HaChitzonah goes on the southern side. Since they have two different locations, it wouldn't work out. So it has to be either according to Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, says that the Shari Adam for both the Chatot HaPnimiot and Chatot HaChitzonot go in the same location, whether that's west or south. We saw that machloket earlier in Ezuhu Mekoman. But according to that, now we can explain the way that they explained in Eretz Yisrael. Now you have no proof that the placement of where the Olah goes is the same location as where the Shari Adam goes, because we're not speaking about an Olah and Shari Adam. We're speaking about Shari Adam and Shari Adam. And so then there's no proof as to where the primary Matnot Dam go below Chut HaSikra and the Yisod, whether they're the same location or a different location. So Amalei Abaye, B'nei Mamar, why don't you explain it in the following manner? Kagon, Di'arei B'Shirayim, that they got mixed up with Shirayim. So now, it is the case where it got mixed up with Shirayim. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef explained the Braita based on Eretz Yisrael in a case where it was a Chatat HaChitzonah. They got mixed up with Shari Adam of the Chatot of Pnimiot. So now Abai says, why don't you say it's speaking about Shari Adam? It was speaking about Shari Adam. So obviously what Abai is saying is, why don't you say it's a case where it was a Chatat HaChitzonah that got mixed up with Shari Adam of a Chatat HaChitzonah? Why do you have to be Shari Adam of a Chatat of Pnimit? It could be just as equally Shari Adam of a Chatat HaChitzonah, and you would end up in the same case. you have Shari Adam of a Chatat Achitzonah that gets mixed up with the Chatat Achitzonah, then the Kohen, without asking us, put the Dam Lamala, did the Matnot Dam on the Arba Kornot Mizbeach, so he discharged the obligation with regards to the Chatat. Now he has Shari Adam of Chatat Achitzonah mixed up with other Shari Adam of Chatat Achitzonah. So Gemara says, Dilma Hakamash Malan. Maybe the reason he didn't go in that direction is because he wanted to teach us, Afilu Laman Damar Shirayim Me'akvin, even according to the one who says that Shari Adam is something that is Me'akev with regards to Chatat Apnimit, and you must put the Shari Adam on the Mizbeach, otherwise you have not discharged your obligation, Chasru Ein Me'akvin. Even if they are diminished in some way, they're not Me'akev. So over here you might have thought that the Shari Adam, which are Me'akev, which means all the residual Dam that come off the Chatat Apnimit, now must be put on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. What happens if some of that Dam got lost in the interim? Does that then posel the Korban? Because now you can't get all the Shari Adam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Some of the Shari Adam is missing. So what he's pointing out is, maybe that's exactly what we're being taught over here. The case here is a case where you have a Chatat HaChitzonah that got mixed up with Shari Adam of a Chatat HaPnimit. Then the Kohen, without asking us, put the Damim Lamala. That means now you've reduced the amount of the Shari Adam HaPnimit, because some of that went on top of the Mizbeach. Despite the fact, afterwards, we're telling you, you still do the Shvichat Dam, the Shari Adam, to the Yisod Mizbeach, and you will discharge your obligation with regards to the Shirayim that are Me'akev. So you see from this, that even if there is some sort of deficit in the Shari Adam, that doesn't ruin the Shari Adam. The Shari Adam just means some of the leftover Dam must end up on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. It does not mean that all of the Dam that was left over must end up on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That's why in Eretz Yisrael they gave that as the example, and not a case of a Chatat HaChitzonah with the Shari Adam of a Chatat HaChitzonah, because that wouldn't have taught you that lesson. Amale Rava Tosva the Ravina. So then Rava Tosva says to Ravina, Ha Ukimna Hayi Biruba El Yonim V'Kayayiv Damala Shir Tachtonim Vot. Didn't we already explain this Braita above, when we had the question on Rav Ashi with regards to Ein Bila, and that Rabbi Eliezer seemingly in this Breita holds of Bila, didn't we explain this Breita as being a case where the rove of the Dam came from the Elyonim, and the minority of the Dam was from the Tachtonim, and then you put on top the percentage of the Tachtonim, plus a little more, to ensure that you got some of the Elyonim on the Elyonah. But that means there's a possibility here that there is no Dam HaTachtonim left over. If there is no Dam HaTachtonim left over, then why are we worried about setting up the case here as a case of Chatat HaChitzonah with Shari Dam HaPnimit, or even a Chatat HaChitzonah with Shari Dam HaChatat HaChitzonah? This is not even a question. You can't have a question of that Makom Allah is the same place as Makom Shirayim, because there is no Allah left over. Whatever Dam was going on the Tachtonim disappeared here. Because the way you're explaining this Braita, as we did on Pei Amud Bet yesterday, we said that the case is a case where he put enough Dam on top that he would have wiped out all the Tachtonim, plus a little more to make sure you got Elyonim. That means there's a distinct possibility that there's no Tachtonim left here to go on the Tachton. And therefore here you'd only put it on the Yisod of the Mizbeach, because there's a possibility that there is no Dam Olah to be put on the walls of the Mizbeach with Olchut HaSikra. And you go directly and place it in the Makom HaYisod. Is that for sure you have here, which is Shari Dam HaChatat? Then that would preclude your ability to come to the conclusion that the Makom Allah and the Makom Shirayim are the same place, because the Olah is not even a factor here in placement of the Dam below. So how can you prove anything about the Dam HaTachton and the Yisod over here if there isn't even any Dam HaTachtonim left to put down below? Amrlei, so Ravina responds to Rav Tosva, Hani Mile the Manda Amru Mikoro. That's the way that we explained it up above in the beginning. When we thought the Braita was speaking about a case of Balul, then we had to explain the Braita according to Rashi in this manner. But once we got to Rava, who said the Braita is not speaking about Balul, it's speaking about Kosot, then we no longer need this Ukimta. We no longer need this explanation in order to have the Braita reconcile with Rav Ashi, because it's not speaking about a case of Bila at all. And therefore, b'maskana, b'kosot pligay. In the maskana, they're speaking about kosot, and by kosot, you clearly have dam left over. Because in the case of kosot, you have two kosot, one with dam achatat in it, one with dam anulah in it, and if the Kohen, by accident, put some of the dam from one coast above, and some of the dam from the other coast above, to ensure that he got the chatat above, and before asking us he did that, then there's definitely going to be dam left over from the dam of the Olah. If that's the case, then the Shari Adam of the Chatat and the Ola are being put on the Mizbeach, and they're seemingly being put in the same place, and that's why it would cause a problem for us. And that's why in Eretz Yisrael they have to change the case to a case of a Chatat HaChitzona with Shari Adam of the Chatat HaPnimit. Because otherwise you would have explained the case as being a Chatat and Ola, and it would have caused a problem because it's a case of Kosot. Rabbi Eliezer believes that Ro'in, we invoke the principle of Ro'in, and therefore you can put the Dam from each of the Kosot, but it has nothing to do with Belila. Once it has nothing to do with Belila, you don't need that whole explanation of the Braita that we brought yesterday because of Elo Amar Rava. What we started out today's daf with was Rava changed the whole game by saying that the Braita and our Mishnah are not speaking about a case of Balaol, they're speaking about a case of Kosot. If that's true, then Rabbi Eliezer is not saying that it works here because of Bila, he's saying it works here because of Ro'in. It happens to be, it also, Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, but that's no longer a question from these Braitot and our Mishnah, because they're not addressing an issue of Bila. And so there, Rabbi Ashi believes they argue about Ein Bila and Bila as well, but that's just not the topic of these Braitot and the Mishnah. And once you do that, it creates a problem here with the proof for the fact that the Shari Adam and the Chatat are being placed in the same place as the Ola. If that's the case, we need to recreate, or we need to change the case in the Braita in order to avoid this problem, or it being a proof for this position of Abaye and Reish Lakish. As the Tosfot points out, this all presumes that we're doing this within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that Ein Bila, and that's the question that we're asking from that Braita and the way we brought a solution. But for the Chachamim who believe the Yesh Bila, then of course this would be a question. Why does Rabbi Tosfot not just think that there's a problem based on the Rabbana, not on Rabbi Eliezer? That's what Tosfot says. V'kasha, the Rabbana and the Amr, Yesh Bila. V'habilak Ola K'shera. And therefore the Ola is totally K'shera. Yesh Dam Ola Shenishar L'matav, Ro'i L'zvika. Then there's Dam left over, and there's clearly Dam that's going to be put on the bottom that is going to be the Ola. And you would have a proof from that. That's right. Within Rabbi Eliezer you can't say that. But within the Chachamim you definitely could say that. And you would need the Ukimta, or the change in the case that was brought by Eretz Yisrael, to avoid that conclusion from the position of the Chachamim, even if you couldn't learn it from the position of Rabbi Eliezer. That question of the Balei Tosafot causes the Sar Mikutzi and the Shita Mekubetzet Ot Zayin to reinterpret the entire sugya here with regards to what the position of the Chachamim is. We said before that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosef say Adayin Hi Machloket, that means that the Chachamim would say Yishafech Le'ama. You dump the Tamim into the Ama because you can't do either of them. You can't put the Ola on the wall because of the Shiraim, and you can't put the Shiraim on the Itzdaba because of the Ola. The Sar Mikutzi says that's not true. What is true is that you can't put it on the wall of the Ola, because then you're doing the Ola, or the primary Matnot Dam of the Ola, at the expense of the Shari Adam. And you can't do that, or you're not allowed to do that. On the other hand, we will allow you to put the Shari Adam on the Itzdaba, even though that's coming at the expense of the Ola. And that is because the damim of the Ola that are put on the upright wall eventually will drip down to the Itzdaba of the Yisod. Since they will drip down in the future to the Itzdaba of the Yisod, they belong there, or their makom is still considered to be there. So therefore we allow you to put the Shari Adam of the Chatat on the Itzdaba, even when there's Ola mixed in there, and even though it's coming at the expense of the Ola, and you won't be Yotze with regards to the Ola, nevertheless we allow you to put the Shari Adam there. And then he explains the remainder of the Gemara based on that, that the Chachamim believe that when you have this mixture, you can always put it on the Yisod HaMizbeach, just not on the wall of the Mizbeach. And therefore they explain the question of Rava Tosva to Ravina in the following manner. When we before set up the Braita over there as being a case where Rov is Elyonim, and then you put Tachtonim plus up above, then the Elu Ve'elu, as the Gemara said before, meant that the Chachamim believed that when you put the Dam below, not only did you discharge the obligation with regards to the Chatat before, you also succeeded with the Ola. And that means that the Makom Ola and the Makom Shiraim are synonymous. The answer of Ravina is, that was when we were trying to say that Ein Bila and Rabbi Eliezer, and trying to explain the Braita that way. But after we already changed and said that that Braita is only speaking about Kosot, then the Elu Ve'elu in the Braita can be explained that you're Yotze for the Chatat and the Sherei Chatat, but you are not Yotze for the Ola, and the Chachamim who say that you put it on the Itzdaba, that's all that you've discharged is the Shari Adam. It doesn't prove anything about the Ola and the Shiraim having the same location. Alright, next Mishnah. Hanitanim Bifnim Shinitarvu Binitanim Bachutz. You have Dam of a Chatat Achitzunah that get mixed up with Dam of a Chatat HaPnimit. Yishafchu LeAma. You dump them into the sewer line. There's nothing you can do about this. Natan bachutz v'chazar natan bifnim. If without asking us, he went ahead and put this mixture of dam on the mizbeach chitzon, and after putting on the mizbeach chitzon, he puts it on the mizbeach ha'pnim, kasher, then he discharged the obligation. Both the chatat ha'chitzona and the chatat ha'pnimit work in that case. Bifnim v'chazar b'tan b'chutz. On the other hand, if without asking us, he went ahead and did the chatat ha'pnimit first, and then afterwards did the chatat ha'chitzona, that's a machloket. Rabbi Akiva, pusel. Rabbi Akiva says, you have a problem here. Chamim machshirim. Chamim say it's fine. Rabbi Akiva omer, kol damim shenichnasu lechaper be'echal, psulim. Any dam that enters into the echal becomes pasul. We have a pasuk that says that v'chol chatat asher yuva mitama el o moed lechaper bakodesh lo te'achel ba'esh titzarev. That any chatat which the dam is brought into the pnima, into the echal, it automatically becomes pasul. We'll see the limud of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara, but Rabbi Akiva believes that's not solely applicable to a chatat, but anything that has kapara associated with it, if it's brought into the echal, it becomes pasul. So Rabbi Akiva says, pusel, the reason being, Rabbi Akiva omer, kol damim shenichnasu lechaper be'echal psulim. He thinks that any dam that goes into the echal is pasul. So if you first went into the echal, then that which was done bifnim, okay, that's fine. But anything to do with the dam achitzuna, when you bring it out afterwards to do it on the mizbeach chitzon, it's already pasul, it's already disqualified, and you can't discharge the obligation with regards to the mizbeach chitzon. On the other hand, chachamim machshirin, chachamim omrim, chatat bilvad. It only applies to the chatat, doesn't apply to other damim. The chachamim say it's fine, that is true of all the damim that goes on the mizbeach chitzon, with the exception of a chatat achitzuna. They agree with Rabbi Akiva, it's a chatat achitzuna, that the pasuk explicitly says, if you bring a chatat pnima, that it is pasul, and therefore it would be problematic, and you cannot discharge the obligation with regards to chatat achitzuna. But any other korban where the dam is brought bifnim, it doesn't become pasul, and therefore if you took the dam achatat pnimit and put it inside, and then afterwards when it did on the mizbeach chitzon, it would be kasher. It's not only true by a chatat, but it's also true by a sham. Belezer is a middle opinion. You have the Rabbi Akiva who thinks any dam of any korban that is mechaper that ends up inside the echal is pasul and cannot be put on the mizbeach chitzon. Chachamim say it's solely associated with the chatat. Rabbi Elazar says it's a chatat in an asham. Shenemar ka chatat ka asham. There is this hekesh between the chatat and the asham. Some of that we saw all the way at the beginning of the Masechta. Rabbi Elazar parallels the asham and the chatat. That just like lo lishma is problematic by the chatat, so too by the asham, lo lishma is problematic because of this hekesh between the chatat and the asham. And so Belezer's opinion, similarly over here, is that the asham, just like the chatat, is problematic if it's taken into the heichal. Now the first question the Gemara is going to ask over here is, what happened to Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar in the previous Mishnayot said, Roin, we look at it as if it's water, and you can go ahead and do it. Where is Rabbi Elazar to argue in this case that a nitanim bifnim shnitarvu b'nitanim b'chutz, go ahead and put them on? Why does it say yishafchu li'ama, seemingly indicating that that's the position not only of the chachamim but also of Rabbi Eliezer? That's Gemara's question. V'niflog nami Rabbi Eliezer b'ha. Why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer argue in this mishnah like he argued on the previous mishnayot? Heicha li'avit. Problem is, what are you going to do? Native b'chutz, if you're going to put it on the mizbeach chitzon first, v'hadar native lifnim, and then put it on the mizbeach azahav, k'shem shemitzvah l'aktim elyonim l'tachtonim, just like it is a mitzvah to put the damim on the upper half of the mizbeach on before you put on the damim on the lower half of the mizbeach. That was part of the premise of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion as to why you do the chatat first. You do that which is above first, and then that which is below afterwards. It's because they get precedence. So too, kach mitzvah l'aktim bifnim l'chutz. It's also a mitzvah to do that which is inside the echal before you do the matno dam achitzona. So then you don't have a choice over here. You gotta do bifnim first. Benetiv lifnim. Okay. So go inside, v'hadu netiv lachutz, and then put it outside afterwards. And you'll say, when I go in bifnim, the damim that I take in bifnim, that belong bifnim, that's good matno dam. The rest of the dam that I'm doing, that's getting sprinkled over here, is water. Then you come back outside, and you do the damim achitzonim on the mizbeach achitzon, and it should be fine. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a chatat and a sham would not work in these cases, even though they are damim, that is chitzona, and you could say they ro'in otan ki iluhei mayim, as if they're water, t'chi nechnas daman psulin, because when their dam goes inside, it becomes pasul. Lo psikale. Rabbi Eliezer can't definitively argue on this mishnah. He might argue in some cases on the Mishnah, but he can't argue in all cases, because it's just not true in all cases. You can't say Ro'im Otam Kilu Zemayim in all cases of Korbanot that are brought where there's a mixture between Damim HaChitzonim and Damim HaPnimim. Because if Damim HaChitzonim happened to be a Chatat or an Asham, then actually it does become Pasul, and you could take it in, you'd only succeed at discharging the obligation with regards to the Pnim, but not by Chutz. And in that case, Rabbi Eliezer would not allow you to do that. And Rabbi Ezra Rashi points out over here, because Miflasu B'Yadayim Lo Kamar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer does not allow you to be Pusel Damim B'Yadayim. What he does allow you to do is to put the Damim Lamala on the Mizbeach, even though there's Damim Lamata there. Because we look at the Lamata as if it's water, and it does not ruin or disqualify that Dam. So then afterwards, when you put it Lamata, you've discharged your obligation. But over here, when you're going to take the Damim Bifnim to discharge the obligation of Bifnim, and you're going to say, oh, the water of the Chitonim are water, the Chitonim are going to become Pasul. We're not going to allow you, at the expense of the Dam HaChitonim becoming Pasul, to do the Dam Bifnim, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer can't give you that solution. If it was an Olah, if it was a Shlamim, Enochanami, maybe you could have done it, and that would be a solution. But if it's a Chatat and Hashem, that's not a solution, because the Chatat and Hashem are going to become Pasul, and Rabbi Eliezer doesn't agree. Since it's not Psikulei Milta, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't argue definitively in this Mishnah. Now, even though it turns out to be an interesting situation, which as the Baal Tosfot will point out, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we say that the Dam is like Mayim. It's like water. So you go into the Pnim, and you say, I'm taking the Damim Bifnim in, and the rest of the Chitzon is Mayim. But then the Gemara says, well, even though it's Mayim, it's Pasul. We'll decide what it is. If it's Mayim, then it's not Pasul, and it shouldn't have a problem, even if it's a Chatat and Hashem. You look at it like water, it should be water in and out. So Baal Tosfot say, Ksat Kasha, Amay Pasul, Kishichnish on the Mayim, the Chaper Ktiv. Because the Pasuk says, the Chaper, and if you're taking in to be Mayim, you're not taking in to be Mechaper. So why should it be Pasul in that case? The Shiti Mekubetz that answers, V'yesh Lamar, the Kamin Di Yarei B'damim HaPnimim V'inu Atu L'chaper. Since it's mixed with the Damim HaPnim, even if you call it water, nevertheless, the Damim Bifnim are being taken into the Chaper, and that gives it a Shem Kapara. And that Shem Kapara is what ruins the Damim HaChitzonim, even though we're viewing them like water in this situation. So that's why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he cannot argue definitively on our Mishnah. That's why you don't find him mentioned in the Mishnah, even though there are cases, like by Shlamim and Olah, where he might argue. By an Hashem and a Chatat, he agrees with the position of the Chachamim, and that's why he's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Okay, we're going to stop here with the two dots on the top of Pei Bet, Amud Aleph.